But when next morning came, there was a steady rain falling, so thick that when you looked out of the window, you could see neither the mountains nor the woods, nor even the stream in the garden. "Of course it would be raining," said Edmund. They had just finished breakfast with the professor and were upstairs in the room he had set apart for them, a long, low room with two windows looking out in one direction and two in another. "Do stop grumbling, Ed," said Susan. 10 to 1, it'll clear up in an hour or so, and in the meantime, we're pretty well off. There's a wireless and lots of books." "Not for me," said Peter. "I'm going to explore in the house."